The Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse this week published a report on a range of religious organisations, including major mosques, Orthodox Jewish bodies and Jehovah's Witnesses. The Jehovah's Witnesses now have a policy of reporting all abuse allegations to the police, but inside the church they follow what they describe as a biblical requirement that if an abuse allegation is contested, there must be at least two witnesses before it's followed up. I discussed this week's report with John Viney, a former Jehovah's Witness elder who was himself abused, and with a former witness we're calling Sarah. She was abused by both her parents, and I asked her what happened when that information reached the church.
Absolutely nothing, because there wasn't a second witness, and according to their rules, their two-witness rule, there needed to be in order for them to do anything. And it wasn't just one congregation of Jehovah's Witnesses that knew about this. The bodies of elders in four different congregations were aware of these allegations.
So it just sank without trace? They didn't even try and talk to you?
They did request to speak to me, but at the time the policy was to put the victim in the same room as the accused and to have the victim explain their allegations in front of the accused and two or three elders. So they're all men and 8 years old. I did not feel able to do this. So because of that and the lack of two witnesses, nothing was done.
So how did the police in the end hear about what had happened?
Eventually, I went to stay with a family friend and I disclosed to her what had been happening at home, and she rang her elders to ask for advice. She was told that it was being handled by the elders in my parents' congregation. However, she felt uncomfortable returning me to my parents' custody, so she did ring the police and I was taken into care.
And how did people in the church react to you after that had happened?
They didn't, because I never saw another human being that I had known from that time until my father died over a decade later and I was able to see my sisters at his funeral.
You were just cut off completely, not just from your family, but from the church as well?
Yes, from the church as well.
But you did in the end, I think, go back to the church, did you not?
I did, because I was left with the belief system when I became an adult. I did go back to the church and was baptised and had a family.
And did you talk about what had happened to you, and what was the attitude to your experiences?
I didn't talk about what had happened to me. I honestly believe that I was the only person that this could have happened to, because I believe this was God's organisation and that there wouldn't be paedophiles within God's organisation. So it wasn't something that I talked about or knew until I became aware a decade after leaving.
But it's very striking that even after being through the experience, not just of the abuse, but of reporting something and found that nothing was done about it, that didn't lead you to question the basic sort of structures of the witnesses.
I think the answer to that is because you are so indoctrinated not to look outside of the organisation for any information, I still did not do that when I had left. I was still too terrified to do that.
Today, of course, if the Jehovah's Witnesses followed their own policy, in a case like yours, they would have immediately gone to the police. Do you think things have changed?
No, I don't believe that. I know that's what they say, according to their official policy, but no, I don't believe that. And one of the reasons that I don't believe that is that in their elder's handbook, it says that victims must be told that they have the absolute right to report to the police. Now, my question is, why would you put that in your handbook if there wasn't a culture of punishment for reporting to the police?
Well, can I bring John Viney into the conversation and ask you, John Viney, firstly, what in broad terms you made of the verdict handed down from the Independent Inquiry into Abuse this week?
I've been quite pleased with what I've read. ICSA recommended that all cases that come to the knowledge of the elders within the congregation should be reported to the authorities or the police. The other recommendation is that all cases that should be reported to the JW head office, that's the Bethel in London, should be recorded and then they report the authorities and the police. The third one is that a clear and concise child protection policy should be made available to all members, and that this child protection policy should be free of any religious jargon and that it should have professional input from outside agencies. And finally, the famous two witness rule that Jehovah's Witnesses are known for, and that is that before an allegation can be proved, you need to have two or three witnesses. Well, ICSA said that that should never be implemented before action is taken to protect children, and that it has no place in a child protection policy.
The Jehovah's Witnesses, we should perhaps say, on your final point about the two witnesses rule, say that actually that shouldn't have any impact on the question of whether something is reported to the police, because that happens whatever the circumstances are, and the two witnesses rule only really applies to internal disciplinary matters. Is that right, and do you think that's enough?
It is right. The two witness rule is a biblical edict. If you have two or three witnesses, then it's a very powerful argument. But it has no place within the child protection policy.
Your view is that if the ICSA recommendations were followed, it would make an enormous difference and probably deal with the issue.
Although I do feel that ICSA have done very well in highlighting these recommendations, I'm not hopeful that Jehovah's Witnesses will adopt them.
Can I just return to Sarah? Do you think that the recommendations that we've heard about would mean that the kind of thing that happened to you will never happen to anyone else?
Yes, I definitely think it would help if, in fact, the witnesses were willing to put those recommendations into place as ICSA has recommended. But I don't have very much faith that they will. I feel that we need mandatory reporting.
And we should just add to that discussion that in response to the inquiry report, the Jehovah's Witnesses said they will carefully and respectfully consider all the observations and recommendations contained in ICSA's investigation report.